Hey y'all, this is Lisa Zahia, and welcome to season 3 of Limitless with Lisa Z. I'm super excited to bring you an international group of guests who are amazing, inspiring folks brought to you to hear more about how they became limitless and went after their dreams. We also have a 4-part series with me on becoming limitless, which is how to follow one big dream this year. So super excited about it. Follow along and let us know what you think in the comments. Hey y'all, it's Lisa Zahia, life coach and business coach here with season 3, episode 3 of Limitless with Lisa Z. Today's inspirational interview is with Molly Cummerly, who is also DJ Molly Party, amazing female DJ online in Asheville, North Carolina, who is a full-time artist, DJ, and business person, and we are so excited to talk to her. Molly is also my client, a business client, and she offered some real wisdom, and I'm so excited to hear about how she grew her business and to allow her to inspire you. Molly, I'm so excited that you're here, and I'm so excited that we're doing this. I always ask people the same first question. What inspired you today?
First of all, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you. I think what's inspiring me today is prepping for a stream that I'm getting ready to do for a jazz show. And I am going to focus on Nina Simone since it's recently her birthday and she's from close to Asheville, and just going through all of her music. What an incredible woman. What an incredible soul and artist. So I think today and lots of other days, actually, Nina Simone is definitely inspiring me.
Awesome. And what inspires you in general as an artist?
Well, as somebody that plays music, most certainly inspires me. The natural world inspires me, living in the Blue Ridge Mountains. There are spaces that I drive through that still, even after all these years, just like make my heart swell. And same about the ocean.
Yeah. You know, I'm really a water girl, but when I fly to Asheville, that flight, when they take the flight path and you go through the Blue Ridge Mountains, it's an incredible place. Do you feel like that informs your creativity, both as a musician and as a DJ?
I do. And I'm also a water girl, but having lived here for as long, I think there's a similarity in the vastness of ocean and mountains, and also the age of the ocean and the mountains. They're so eternal. I think there's a certain stability and a certain fluidity that really it's kind of rhythmic to me. And that gives me inspiration for music.
Ah, oh, I love that. So Molly, this podcast is all about people who have had big dreams and have actually put them into reality. I feel really lucky because I've known you for a very long time as a musician and as a DJ, and recently have really gotten to know you because I'm your business coach. But I saw in you, I guess I've been like a year and a half or 2 years, like an unrelenting path forward to achieve something that you wanted, which is going full time as a DJ. Where does that drive come from?
I don't even know. I don't know. It's in me. I think it runs in my family, but also it's like a clock. You know, some women have the biological clock. I think that one for me has been on snooze for a while, but I do have a motivational clock, or once I set my mind to do something, especially once I commit to it, I go all in.
Yeah. So let's talk about what all in looks like, because I've really been inspired by your habits. Like week to week, what does it mean to you to be all in on your business, and especially a creative business?
Well, thank you for asking that. And thank you for, you know, everything that I've learned. You've been such a big inspiration in my life the whole time I've known you. And then especially the last couple years. For me, it's really important to practice showing up. Especially being an entrepreneur, it's really easy to be like, well, I set my own schedule, so today I'm going to sleep in and take it easy. And I definitely have those days where I do that because it's important for my health and my body and my mind. But I think it's definitely important for me to get up early in the morning, to have a routine of meditation, writing. I follow like the artist pages kind of morning, and definitely get fresh air, exercise. I need to move my body. That helps my mind. And so making sure that I'm not just floundering, because I know me personally, once I start floundering, it is a unraveling, unflounder situation. So I really need to make sure that I keep my schedule as under control as I can, that I have things that I know that I'm going to do that day, because otherwise, it's too much space for me and I don't end up using any of it. So it's a lot of discipline, a lot of practicing new habits and really working on that calendar.
Yeah, one thing that you and I have in common, before being a coach, I was a full-time dancer. You're a full-time DJ and musician, is that ability to be a creative and be a business owner. How do you balance them? Because it's hard.
It's really hard. It's really hard. And that's one of the things that has really inspired me about you is that over the years that I knew you, I watched you go from dance into being a businesswoman as well, being a professional dancer, and then being a coach. And I'm really inspired by the process of business. There are so many things about being a business owner and a businesswoman that really inspire me. And, sometimes I do get mired down in kind of the mundane admin tasks, and I don't allow myself enough space for creativity. That is something that I have noticed changing, though. I really need to have that CEO day where I just knock out all of the things that I'm supposed to do. And then I need to time block in time to work on music, time to prep my crates for a show, time to work through cue points for a wedding, and all of the things that I really need my creative brain for.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense. And you brought up something interesting that I think is that like there's an art in business. And one thing that I've noticed about you that I really like is that you bring, when I say this carefully, because it's, I don't want to sound like a feminine products commercial, but like a feminine touch to your business. Like, how have you incorporated yourself? Like, we'll just say yourself, aside from like feminine, masculine, into your DJ business. Because to me, that goes into the art of business. You're an artist who brings her artistry and herself into her business. What does that look like for you?
I think that how you do something is how you do everything. And in a lot of different aspects of my career over the years or whatever, I tried to keep myself as an artist and myself as an industry person very separate because I was afraid that people would think I was trying to get ahead as an artist if I, and carving up and compartmentalizing myself was kind of detrimental. Like, I would
Of course.
not recommend that to anybody. And so when I took this step, I really wanted to make sure that I was moving forward with my whole self and that business is a spiritual endeavor. Can't remember who said, I think it was Gay Hendricks that said that. And I really think it is the way you treat people in business, that's still you as a person, And so I try to make sure that I have healthy boundaries and I'm also being kind to people when I say no, or that I'm standing up for myself, but I'm doing it out of a place of, that's not what I need right now. I try to practice the way I do one thing is the practice that the way I do everything.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think that you're in an interesting business because you're a musician and you do live streaming. Like, that's an interesting because you don't see this is something new that a lot of DJs are doing is doing things like Twitch, which you're on. But then you're also in the wedding industry as a DJ, as well as events. And to me, that's really interesting because you've created spaces in your business for true creative expression. And in some of them, you're in the service. You're still an artist, but you're in the service of like creating an environment for them, which is very much a business. Do you get equal satisfaction from both of those things?
I do. It's a different kind of satisfaction, but I feel like I need both. If I only did weddings and only did corporate events and only did private client-based events, I think I could be happy and I think I could be creative. And if I only did things like streaming or, shows that I create, I think I could be happy, but I think I'd be out of balance. I think that doing especially weddings, it helps you channel your creativity into a very specific result that a very specific client is looking for that you get to collaborate on together. And I find that that in itself is also very inspiring.
Yeah, I love that because, like, for me as a dancer, because I was belly dancing, there was like the stage show, which is sort of for you, like streaming. And then there was like, I'm dancing at a restaurant or a wedding and I'm there to be the entertainer. But there's a real art to that. And I think a lot of people were like a little snobby about it, but I love that you see both as an act of service.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, as a performer, it is about me to a certain extent, but it's really about what I'm doing to create a shift in the people that I'm serving, whether that's a show at the Orange Peel or my Twitch stream or a private client. It's all about the way that I'm doing what I'm doing, that it's all serving them, And then the feedback that I get from them, that's for me. That's part of the gift,
Yeah, I love that. So I want to talk about a little bit about where your influences come from. So you were raised in the Caribbean. Do you feel like that influences like who you are as an artist or who you are as a business person?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. I think that, St. Croix was such a big part of my life growing up. I lived there until I was 13, and then we moved to the mountains, which was really weird and probably plenty for
Huge
another
culture shock.
podcast. So much culture shock. And also in seventh grade, when your brain is not like, that's a hard time to move, but it was necessary and we did it. And but I do have so much influence from St. Croix. We talked about the ocean already, the vast spaces, the climate. I come alive in that climate. It's so humid, but I love it.
Me
And
too.
also just the culture, the music, the rhythms, it's so rich. And that inspires me a lot. And definitely I feel that still. Like I love horns, I love steel drums. And I still incorporate that into a lot of things that I do.
Yeah, and that goes to like allowing ourselves, like we're reading it as a book club for the coaching business, but I'm actively reading the Rick Rubin book right now. And just this idea of like pulling from everything in your life and that everybody's a creative. Like to me, having been raised in such a vibrant environment, I spent a lot of time in the Caribbean, getting the influence of like Afro-Caribbean music must have been very influential. And also just like being raised in such a warm culture.
Yes, absolutely. And that book is incredible. And, for a lot of my life, I was confused because I was in this one area of the world growing up. Then I moved to this other very, very different area with very different culture, very different music. And it wasn't really until I started DJing that all of those things started to make sense. I just thought like, oh my God, I'm such a weirdo. I like country music, but then I also am getting down to this calypso and I was like, there's something wrong with me. And it's not. I really love eclectic things. And I've been raised in two very different cultures.
Yeah, absolutely. And now we're seeing, like a mix of those things. It's like, country music goes back to its roots with Black artists, which I
Yes.
think is important. So let's talk a little bit about habits because I have to say, of all my clients, you accelerated probably the most quickly. You went from this being very much a side gig, which it was for a long time, because the whole time I knew you, and for context, Molly and I lived in the same city for a long time, is you were DJing, but you had a full-time job. And you went in 2 years from full-time job to full-time artist, like who's doing very well. Some of the habits I've heard you talk about are healthy living. So how does that play into movement, healthy eating, all those kinds of things? How does that go into like your success or your creativity?
I think it helps my mind stay more clear. And for me, I of course, like when I was younger, I used to exercise for different reasons. All girls, we do all the things. But for me, more recently, it's really about how I feel. Because when I feel better, I do a lot better. When I am rested, I have a better mental capacity. When I'm not clouding my, and for me personally, in my own body chemistry, like certain things work for me and certain things do not work for me. Like I'm sure plenty of people out there. So sugar doesn't really work very well for me. Alcohol doesn't work at all for me. Substances do not work for me. some gluten does not work for me. You know, it's like, oh, thank you, body, for not being able to handle things anymore. But at the same time, I'm so grateful that I know, because my level of productivity and creativity over the years, as those things have gone away, is absolutely amazing. Like, I'm so much more productive. I'm able to accomplish tasks and have a lot more creativity.
Yeah, one thing that my coach said to me is she's like, no static in the channel. So like if I'm moving towards what I want, I'm in a channel and I can create as much or as little static as I want. And for me, you learn what substances do that or lifestyle things. So it's interesting. Like for me, yeah, like too much sugar, not exercising. Yeah, I used to do it to try to look a certain way. Now I'm like, I need this for my mental health, and it clears the channel. So I hear that that's what you're saying. It's interesting to come from the music world. For me, in the entertainment world, it used to be very substance driven. And I also like, I can have some alcohol, but not very much. But like, I think that you see a lot of movement towards that. Do you see a lot of people in the entertainment world moving towards like less substances?
I do, and I see more people talking about it, which is great, because I think that people, especially younger people in the music industry, need to know that, like, that's totally an option. Because yeah, with some of the festivals that I've worked, and the late nights and DJ parties, and you know, it's crazy. It's a whole scene, and we stay up late, and we, you know, it's nuts. And I've definitely done that. But for me, I heard this on one of the A famous Vegas DJ said it recently, and I was like, oh, that's why. You know, the DJ is the bus driver. Like, I'm driving the whole bus. Do you want the bus driver to be jacked up? Like, do you want the bus driver to be wasted? Or do you want the bus driver to, like, know what's going on so that you guys can keep on partying and having a great time? And I was like, oh. And for me, that's what it is. The more aware I can be of the people in the crowd, and the more that I can feel what they're feeling, the better I can take them. You know, I know which direction we can go in,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah. And that, right. I don't want a drunk bus driver, please. But also, it's interesting to think, one, as somebody who used to, as an entertainer, like see a lot of substances, use some, you know, like with dance, it couldn't be too much. But then when I did those things sober, it felt so much better. And I was like, oh, I actually enjoyed it.
And actually, like, getting it, and especially as a musician or as a dancer, because dancing is so physical and you're so close to the music, like, being able to feel it in your body without any buffer is really, really powerful. You know, that way you can shift gears with, you know, people in the crowd. Like, I have no judgment on what anybody does at all, ever. But for me personally, that's what works. And I definitely have noticed a lot more musicians, famous DJs talking about it. And I think that's great.
Yeah, I just watched the documentary about Steve Aoki and like him talking about sobriety. And I can't, you know, like he's achieved so much, and I'm sure that's part of it. And it goes to like the bus driver thing. As soon as you said that, I was like, well, I'm also the bus driver for my career.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm the bus driver for my life. And there are moments where we let go and you can make whatever choices feel good for you. But it also makes, it just makes me think, like, what do I want the bus driver to be doing? Paying attention? Or do I want her scrolling Instagram and like, even like for me, I've got to watch how much caffeine I consume, because if not, I will spin out.
Oh yeah, definitely. I have to watch my caffeine these days as well. I don't like to, but I really need to.
Yeah. So I think that I love that. Thank you. Like, what do I want the bus driver doing? Because guess who's driving the bus? It's me.
Yeah, of your whole life.
Oh God, that's a lot of
It's so
responsibility.
much responsibility.
This podcast is brought to you by Coaching with Lisa Zahia, a business development company which provides strategy, coaching, and staffing support to mission-driven businesses. We help create bold and impactful businesses and to help the founders become the people who can do it. Curious about how to grow your business? Schedule a free consultation at www.chatwithlisaz.com. www.chatwithlisaz.com.
The other thing that I've noticed for you with habits is like, you start coaching with me and there's coaching calls and then I recommend books. And again, like it goes back to this idea of like all in. You were like, yeah, I listened to all the books and I did the things that you said and everything changed. And I like doubled how much I was making and I started getting all these inquiries. And I was like, praise the Lord, because oftentimes I recommend things and people are like, I'll try it. And then they walk the other direction. What drives you or did drive you at that point to be like, yeah, I'm going all in. I'm doing all the things.
It's definitely the fact that like, I didn't have a backup plan. I kind of moved into this space before I was like technically ready, which I mean, is anybody ever technically ready? Probably not.
Yeah.
But it was before my plan too. And so, you know, I just thought, okay, if I'm going to do this, I really need to do it. And I knew that there was so much that I didn't know. There was a lot that I did know, but I was very aware of the fact that there was a lot that I did not know. And I knew that if I didn't tackle this thing full on, that it might not work. And for me, that feeling of it might not work, just like, put the fear of God and the devil or whatever Southern saying you want to put it, just like freak me the hell out. And so I was like, okay, I need to, all of the pathways in my brain need to change in these ways. And the only way that I can do that is to like submerge myself in it fully.
Yep. Jump in the pool, go all in. Like that, you're such a good example of that. And I think it's important for people to hear that because it's scary to go all in. But I also, people are like, why are you successful? And I'm like, because if I'm not, I'm my only backup plan.
Exactly. Like I don't have a rich uncle. I don't have, you know, my family is far away and doesn't have money. I don't have a rich husband. I don't have a working husband. Like my parents got divorced when I was 10 and I very much learned how to do a lot of things out of necessity. And I think that motivation and that drive, although sometimes has not been at a healthy level for some things, it has served me in a way that I know that I'm responsible for what's happening in my life, and nobody's going to swoop in and save my day. Like I need to save my day.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, you know, the thing I say to people a lot is like, we don't want our back fully against a wall. Like you were working, I was working, like I wasn't in desperation because that doesn't create great energy. But if you can put your back against the wall a little bit, it's helpful in terms of going all in. Tell me about Twitch. How did you get started with that? What do you do on Twitch? When you came to me, I was like, what's Twitch?
When I came to Twitch, I was like, what's a Twitch? It's been such a fascinating journey and something that has really opened so many doors for me. It's a streaming platform. So it's basically like YouTube, except that where YouTube is really focused on evergreen content, people finding a channel and watching all of the recorded things, Twitch is all live. Like there are really not many recorded things on Twitch. It's all about the live interaction, the live show, being in the chat with the community at that moment. So, you know, it was the pandemic. I started working full time at the job that I had been part time, and I was working from home, and I was like many of us trying not to freak out. And one of my DJs that I met when I worked in the music industry, who had an amazing show out of Pittsburgh, was streaming on Facebook. Of course, the copyrights, Facebook kept kicking people off. So he was like, I'm going to Twitch. And I was like, oh my God, what's a Twitch? And I was like, fine, I will do this. I will download this app. And the people that I've met there have really changed my life. The community of other DJs, other streamers, fans, music fans, the new music that I've found, the other countries, it's global. So, you know, you're in there in a Japanese stream and they're crushing it with old school hip hop that I've never heard from the 80s and just like digging in the crates. And so what I do is I stream about 3 days a week. I DJ. I do my DJ sets. I do live remixes, edits, and blends. Also something that I started doing because of Twitch. And so I do my music show, and then I network with other DJs. I'm working with somebody in the music industry for online courses, and you know, I'm learning Ableton again for the first time, really. And so it's been pretty incredible.
That's cool. So you do live stream on Twitch. You do entertainment DJing, whether that's dance parties, corporate events, weddings, soon to be online events.
Yes.
Which is really exciting. And then you're also about to release a course. What's that look like?
I'm really excited about this course. It's a course teaching DJs how to live stream.
So good.
And yes, I'm super excited about it because as DJs, Twitch was mainly either a live musician platform or a lot of gamers. People think it's just gamers, but there are probably a million musicians and streamers on Twitch out of the several million gamers and other kinds of streamers. But there was a certain amount of information that I could not find that was really difficult to find between either the community that I had or other YouTube channels that I was looking at that is specific for DJs in like the sound requirements that we need, et cetera, like what we're trying to do.
Yeah. I just want to say, as a business coach, there's two things I love about that. One is it's a very niche market, super easy to find and sell to, and you know, you can really help people. Number two is you take something you've done and you teach it to other people. What a good idea. I just had to insert myself there.
What an amazing idea. I mean, I really have my coach to thank for that.
So that'll be coming out soon. What else do you have coming up that you're excited about?
Well, I am working on, like I said, Ableton, my Ableton projects. So I'm working more on production. You know, I started this live stream event called Your Version Doesn't Sound Like This. And we get a list of 6 acapellas every week that we need to do something with. It's so hard, but it's amazing. And that level of talent is like, it keeps me on my toes and definitely challenges me, but it's really opened up my creativity. And so what that has also gotten me doing is taking some of those, cleaning them up in Ableton, and then really actually producing tracks. And so that's going to be something else. I actually just produced something for Asheville Aerial Artists last weekend for an event that they were doing that they needed a bunch of vocals split up for. So I'm really looking forward to some studio time. Yeah.
Yeah. So that opens up like production work, which is super cool.
Yes.
Molly, let's talk music. So I'm going to ask you for recommendations. So what's your favorite song that gets you like just freaking pumped? Like,
Oh, man. I mean, if I'm going to go running or jogging or I need like some musical courage, I go to the Beastie Boys Sabotage.
Oh, so good. I mean, yeah. Obviously.
I mean, it's the Beastie Boys.
I love that term, musical courage.
Yeah, because sometimes you just need something that just like, oh, makes you want to flip a table.
Yeah. You know that song, it's Lil Wayne, that's the beginning of the TV show Ballers? That's my musical courage song.
I love it. I'm so into it.
I'm going to do squats. I'm like, yes. Yeah, squats. What's your, like, my nervous system is on edge and I need to calm down song?
I usually go to pretty much anything by Bonobo.
So good. So good. And I'm going to put all these artists in the show links. What's your I got to get my energy up. Like hype song, not musical courage, but like musical coffee.
Oh, Beyonce. Yeah. Especially like Girls Run the World.
So
when that
good.
808 comes in and the drums, oh man, it's like, woo, woo, I'm good. I got chills just talking about it.
Oh, good. I like these terms. I also like musical coffee, like musical chill out. Musical coffee, musical courage. What about I'm going to feel all my feelings? What's your favorite song for that?
Oh my gosh. Oh, you know what? Oh, a lot of Motown songs put me in my feelings, but no. I'm also going to say Bon Iver. God, he puts me straight into my, like all those vocal layers. I saw him live at Bonnaroo one year and I was like, thought I was going to die from my feelings.
Yeah. Bon Iver, definitely. I mean, like, you're like, where's Lisa? I'll be like, I'm going to lay on the floor and cry for a while. So just excuse me.
I'll just be over here becoming a plant. Don't worry about me.
But it's so good because you actually like get your feelings out.
Yes, and that's so important. That's why dancing is so good, you know, because it gets your feelings out.
What about, what makes you feel like a hot girl?
Missy Elliott.
Yeah. Speaking of sounds, we're having some real New York backdrop at the moment.
I love it. I mean, we're having some Asheville sounds over here. I'm hoping that my dog doesn't start adding to the chaos, but you know.
Mine will be a police siren and yours is like a bear.
Yeah. Different kinds of emergencies. Don't worry about us.
So what is a, I have two more music questions. What's like a genre that you're sort of like exploring that you're really into?
You know what? I think a lot of Afrobeat and Latin music. I've worked with several clients from Puerto Rico, which is of course right next to St. Croix. And I grew up with a lot of Puerto Rican culture. I've worked with a client from Colombia. And so getting, I love multicultural weddings. They are, to me, just so beautiful. Like I had a couple where his whole family was from Poland. And so we got some traditional Polish bangers. And just to see his family like freak out when I put it on is like, that makes me so happy. And also the song was amazing. So getting to kind of explore a lot more of the nuances between the Latin genres and, you know, just the amount of talent that's coming out of Puerto Rico alone just totally blows my mind.
Yeah, reggaeton really like gets me, is musical coffee for me. And I love Afrobeats, like, because obviously, like, I love a lot of North African music. But as you get into like Central Africa, the Afrobeats and the, you have to tell me if I'm saying this right, Amapiano.
Very close. Amapiano. Yeah, you got it. You got it.
It's so good.
It's so good because it has the beat. So it's got a lot of movement, but it's also, there's like this delicate flavor to it that is just like kind of the best of both worlds.
Last question. Well, it's actually two. What's, because we talked a little bit about Bon Iver, what's your favorite live show you've ever been to?
Oh, wow. That is really hard because having worked as many festivals as I have, I have a lot of favorite shows. I would have to say Radiohead at Bonnaroo. I don't remember the year, but it just, I'm pretty sure I cried a lot. Just the sound and the lights and just all of the senses coming together. I love live music. Between the vibrations of the people that you're standing with and also just the vibrations of the music coming at you and moving through you. Ugh. And then the lights and whatever else is going on. It's amazing. What an experience.
I love that. I recently saw Burna Boy in New York, which was the first African artist to sell at a stadium. I mean, first of all, personally, I was like, oh my God, wow. He's an attractive human, but also his voice really is amazing to me.
Wow. I bet the energy at that show was just off the chain.
Yeah, it was amazing. And you know, he's so inspired by Fela Kuti, and the, like, his band is amazing. The other live show that I was at Jazz Fest in New Orleans, pre me understanding like what substances weren't good or not for me. But I saw Ed Sheeran, and he, in that chaotic environment, he was very captivating, and he did the whole show by himself. And he does so much like looping, so that he would play an instrument and loop it and play an instrument and loop it and then sing over it. And I was like, what a talent.
Yeah, he is such a talent. And also like his versatility in the people that he collaborates with, and
so good.
Still sounds like himself, but does not sound like an alien within the project that he's, he is such a talent. That's amazing.
I agree. Who's your favorite DJ?
Oh my goodness. Right now, I mean, of course, Selecta 720. He is my guy from Pittsburgh that brought me to Twitch. His knowledge of music and his presence as a storyteller through music history and like especially hip hop culture is great. Otherwise, Bonobo, his DJ sets are so good. He's just such a talented person, and he approaches his DJing as such a musical act. I really love that.
Yeah, I'm a big DJ Shadow fan. Back in the day, I can like lay on the floor and listen to that, and it's so good. And our friend in common, DJ Marley Carroll, can get me both with his DJ sets and his music. But
absolutely.
What's interesting is everyone we just referenced is a man.
It is true.
You're in a very masculine industry. So I think that I just want to say that it's amazing. That's part of the reason I wanted to talk to you. And I'm very proud that you're doing what you're doing, because we don't see a lot of women in DJing.
Thank you. And you know what? We do not. And I'm ready for that to change. There are so many dope, dope women out there DJing. And whenever I play an event for young people, I will say, like, I played a father-daughter dance a couple weeks ago, and there are certain little girls that I can see their fascination with, like, what are you doing over there? What's happening? And I always invite them in, you know, like, what do you want to come over here and see? Because DJing can be an amazing profession to have. Like, it doesn't have to be burnout and late nights. And there are so many different kinds of DJs. There are so many ways to do it. And then especially if you start young and you do it as a business, it can be a really incredible career. And I would rather them know that young and know what the possibilities are, you know, and it just, I love just watching them watch me. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that. Molly, what makes you feel awe?
I'm going to go back to the music in nature, like the mountains, the ocean. And, you know, the other day I was playing, I did a small set for a streamed event, and I found this band, which I can't remember the name of, and I'm sure I would mess it up anyway, but they're in Paris, and they do a lot of remixes of house songs, and they interpret them into like a live band with marimbas and horns and live vocals, and they perform outside a lot. And I played a video from them, and just the build and the swells of all the instruments, and then just one instrument, and the voice was just like, it took my breath. Like, I could feel the air leaving my body, and then I could feel the goosebumps. So for me, that is awe.
I love that. Amazing. So what is next for you?
Working on the logistical side of the business with my virtual assistant, who is amazing, and getting really organized, because there are a lot of things that I want to do that, you know, as business owners, time is our biggest limited resource, and it's non-renewable. And so for me, I want to get everything that I can, as well-oiled machine-like as I can, so that I can step away from some of the stuff that doesn't require me, and I can really move into the things that I don't even know about yet. I think that's what I'm excited about.
I love it. Well, Molly, what a pleasure. What an honor. And I'm very proud of you. And I just hope that a lot of people who listen to this are like those little girls watching you and are so excited.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. And, you know, I'm so honored to be here with you today, Lisa. And I'm so, so grateful for you and the role model that you are, and, you know, everything that I've learned from you to this point, and that I will continue to learn from you.
That's it, folks. Another amazing episode of Limitless with Lisa Z. I am inspired and want to give you the homework. Take some notes, take action, do one thing today that can move you towards your dreams. Got feedback? Let us know. You can write to us at lisa@lisazahia.com or visit us online at lisazahia.com.